You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Friday, November 27th. I'm Alexandra Skaggs, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is $1 trillion. That's about how much consultants expect people to spend during the holiday season this year. But compared with past years, a smaller amount of that spending will be happening today, on Black Friday. One of the consequences of the pandemic is that people have spread out more of their holiday shopping across the entire season, not just the weeks leading up to Christmas. And Americans will be buying more of their holiday gifts online to avoid spreading the coronavirus. While stores may be open today, shoppers will probably make fewer stops and try to make more of their purchases in one place. That could mean good things for big box stores like Target, Walmart, and Costco. Investors, however, have already caught on. Each of those stocks are up more than 25% this year. The next number up is 778,000. That's how many people filed for first-time unemployment insurance over the week ended November 21st. That's an increase from the prior week. The quicker pace of job losses is worrying news at a bad time. While the job market was strengthening at the end of the summer and early fall, the economic recovery seems to be slowing down. And COVID-19 case counts are starting to surge in the US and Europe again, leading to partial shutdowns in some areas. A vaccine is on the way, but it may not be widely distributed until halfway through next year. That could mean a tough set of months for American workers and possibly the whole economy. The dimmer outlook is jarring next to stocks at record highs, so investors should be careful. Our last number is 42%. That's how much new home sales jumped in October compared with the same month last year. For this time of year, at least, it was the biggest jump since the financial crisis in 2008 and 2009. For the whole year, new home sales are on track for a 20% increase. That's because Americans are speeding up already planned moves or starting new moves to get out of cities and get more space during the pandemic. Notably, there weren't nearly as many homes on the market at the end of last month, as home builders have struggled to keep up with the higher demand. There were only 44,000 homes ready for occupants on October 31st, the equivalent of about 2 weeks' worth of sales. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Friday, November 27th. I'm Alexandra Skaggs, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know on Monday. Have a great weekend.